I'd like to take this thought that we've just had and bring it into the context of what we have before us in verse 13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. What is being set before us in this verse? At the end of verse 12, and what we've just heard again about was this present world, how to live in this present world. But what is really being set before us is a different world. I'm sure we all here have heard about the rapture. It's something that's set before our hearts a lot. But do we have in our hearts the desire for the glorious appearing? And the glorious appearing, we think, and rightly so, it's something yet future, right? But I remember sitting in a Bible study and hearing this comment that the Christian is one dispensation ahead of everybody else. Have you ever heard that comment? What is being set before us, beloved, is that we can already now live in the good of millennial conditions. That's what's being set before us. Let me rephrase that. I'll ask it as a question. Are we looking for the day when Christ is on earth reigning? Don't we think that that day, that time, will be a wonderful, glorious day? It will be for those who are on earth at that time. But the Spirit of God wants to set before us that these conditions would be the conditions in our hearts today. That He is reigning, that His rights, His glory is that which is before us in our life. We long for that day, there's no doubt. So the hope that we have is His coming, correct? It's His coming. We have that before us as we go through this present world, but we also have before us that scene of glory, that scene which He's seeking to form in us, that we would be a display of what is yet to come. And so we're no longer occupied with this present world. We're occupied with things to come. And most importantly, when we're occupied with things to come, it's an occupation of Christ.